Hey, Stephen Kowitzel from thetradersplan.com. You know, today I'm going to talk about a topic that is really on everyone's mind. We got upcoming election coming up in about 5 weeks. So I'm going to talk about, we're going to take a look at history and see what has happened, you know, immediately after the last couple of elections. Actually, the last four we're going to look at, and how to profit from an election shakeout. I'm going to talk about the definition here in a second. But I think it's very important to really, you know, look at history and say, okay, you know, in the past, you know, the market can sell off immediately after an election, but it's also important not to be too bearish. And I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to profit from the election shakeout. Now, my big promise to you is by the end of the training, you're going to have a serious advantage over the majority of investors and traders for this upcoming election cycle, because I'm going to give you the big picture approach. You know, we're going to look at the market and then really dive deep and how to make money from it, a complete rules-based approach, completely objective. So luckily for me, I get to see traders put this into action daily. Now, real quick, got to make the lawyers happy, so I'm going to give you just a few seconds to read that disclosure. Excellent. So let's kind of get started. A little bit about me, just so you know who's talking and who's on the other side of the screen. This is me. I am a former financial advisor turned trader publisher. I work in a large practice with 60 million assets under management, the author of Expert Trading Systems, which you can purchase on Amazon, and the head publisher and founder of thetradersplan.com. Now, so I wanna make sure you're in the right place. This training is for you if you need an actionable trade plan to keep you from taking a big loss during this election cycle, and if you need a rules-based approach, a trade plan to tell you when it is safe to get in and when you need to get out. So this is not for you if you cannot follow rules, or you know, you constantly choose to follow your gut, right? You know, you pay attention to CNBC, maybe a little too much. Or maybe you love that long shot gamble approach more than an ROI. And really what I mean is you're not ready to treat trading as a business. So when you follow a rules-based approach, an objective approach, you really need to approach it with a business mindset. Now, the big picture view, okay? So we're gonna start at the big picture view. We're gonna look at the last four election cycles and big events, and we're gonna look at the charts, and we're gonna drill down on a pattern, you know, on when it is considered safe to get into the market. That way you have a game plan going in. Okay, I'm gonna start with the 2004 election, right? We're gonna go from 2004 to current, or we're gonna look at all of them. So it's important to notice, you know, what really happens the day after the election, because I know that, you know, we all have our feelings and opinions on, you know, presidents and who should be in and who should be out, but it's important to be able to look at the chart objectively. So right here, this is 2004, okay? This is when Bush got reelected, you can see right here. And immediately following the day after the election, you can see this nice bull bar, okay? So when I see a bull bar immediately post-election results or the day after the election, right, that's gonna give me a rule to get in, because the market likes it for whatever reason, the market likes it. So what I'm looking at here, and I will drill this down into a real rules-based approach, I'm looking at the 200-day moving average, okay? So I see this and I say, okay, we're above the 200-day moving average. This is the daily chart. And then I get a bull bar immediately after the election. So I'm going long right here. I see that bull bar. I'm above the 200-day moving average. It's incredibly simple. We get a nice little rally, and you know, the market goes sideways for a bit, but we get a nice rally post-election in 2004. Now let's look at 2008, and I think we would all agree that 2008 is really a different scenario, right? We were in the Great Recession. We were in a major, major bear market. But you know, the same rules can apply if you just flip them in reverse. Right here, we have the 200-day moving average. So the price action is already way under this line. And this is just a simple moving average. This is not complicated. This is just a simple indicator. And you can see right here that the price action is under the 200-day. And then the results come out and the market absolutely sells off. So when the market post-election is under the 200-day, why not just create a rule to get back in when the market moves back above the 200-day, which is over here? So you can see that you don't get in at the very bottom, but you avoid all this mess, okay? All of this, which I think most people would, and you're still getting in at a lower price, okay? I'm assuming a lot of you probably would have been out anyways, but so I repeat, if the price action goes under the 200-day or is already under the 200-day, it's safe to get back in when the price moves back above the 200 day right here. And you got the golden cross, and then you went on a major, it was the start of a major bull market. Now, let's look at a different scenario, which is something that seems reasonable to happen right here. This is 2012. This is when Obama beat Romney, right? And I think, however you feel, I'm not taking a political stance here, but however you feel, you know, Romney was probably more pro-business, or at least Wall Street wanted probably Romney due to his pro-business tax plan, okay? But Obama won. So now we have a sell-off, right? The market doesn't like it. But here's where it gets interesting. That sell-off only lasted about a week and a half. It immediately moved under the 200-day moving average, right? But immediately came right back up. So right here in this shakeout, in this sell-off, a lot of people start moving to cash, right? They just move to cash. They think, you know, that the market's just going to continue to go down, down, down. But then all of a sudden the market reverses and it moves back above the 200-day moving average. So you move below and then back above. So this would have been your entry, okay? This is what I'm talking about when I say shakeout, just enough to run all the stops, right? Move everybody to cash, all the retail traders. When I say retail traders, I'm talking you and I, right? And then the market immediately reverses. Now, here is why it's important to really keep your feelings to the side, no matter who is elected. Because after that, even though who was considered the pro-business president lost, the market rallied 22%. And I can guarantee you, and I know a lot of people, they just stayed in cash. You know, they couldn't put their emotions aside and they missed this whole 22% rally, which is incredibly significant in the year. You know, this 22% rally happened over a period of 6 months. Right? Didn't even break the 50-day moving average till up here. That is pretty significant. So we're going to try to avoid this shakeout. If it happens, you know, you can move to cash. And then when it moves back above the 200-day, this is a simple rule. Then you can create a plan to get back in what you want to own. And we're gonna dive deep into that here in a second. Now, let's look at the 2016 election, the day after election. Again, I'm moving through these elections just to put history into context to show you what is possible, give you many different looks. Right here, this big bull bar right here, you can see it. Price action is already above the 200-day moving average, right? So you get a bull bar, and if you get a bull bar the day after the election, I mean, the market made a major rally. So that's a signal that you should be long, right? The market likes it. You need to be long, no matter if your presidential candidate won or not, right? So you have this right here, major rally. So there was no shakeout in this particular instance, and the market really liked it. So again, well, and I'll go on the rules a second. I want to cover one more major event that happened a few years ago. And that's Brexit, okay? Even though this isn't a presidential election, this chart, I remember this very clearly, and I think this chart really tells it all, right? When Brexit happened, and this was in the summer of 2016, right? And the election was right here, but this was in the summer of 2016. Look at what happened for 2 days. It sliced, was down big for 2 days, and then reversed right back up and came back up to route, right? And then it made a major run. So again, you had this big event that pushed the market below the 200-day moving average, shaking everybody out, scaring everybody, moving the cash, and it turns right back around the very, you know, 2 days later, 3 days later, and goes on into rallying. So it's just very, very important that we look at this, we put it in context, and make sure that if the market, even if the market sells off, no matter what happens, that you don't get too bearish and that you can keep your powder dry, but you need to have some names, you need to have a system or a process to tell you when to get back in, regardless of how you feel about things. Now, I want to kind of recap, and you can write these down. You can take a screenshot of this. These are the big picture rules again, and then we're gonna drill down into assist. Okay, this is the market. So if the market sells off and moves below the 200-day moving average, just get out. Right? It's just nothing good happens below the 200-day moving average. Nothing good. Right? If the market pops post election and is above the 200-day moving average, if you're not already in, it's time to get bullish. Get in. And if the market moves below the 200-day moving average, kind of like this right here, move below below the 200-day moving average for a day and moves back above it, get in when it moves back above it. Again, we've got to make sure that our emotions don't keep us bearish and then we miss a major, major rally. I mean, think about what has happened this year with the bear market that happened in March, and then we had one of the biggest rallies in tech stock, one of the biggest rallies in the NASDAQ, uninterrupted in the last decade, right? Nobody would have thought that, me included. And if you were, say, stood in cash, as I know a lot of people do, they miss the whole rally. And that's what we're trying to avoid. Now, that was the big picture. Now let's drill this down into the same system that allowed us to profit big from the March shakeout, because March was a giant, giant shakeout, right? Now I'm going to teach you a system. Now what makes this system easy that I'm about to teach you is there is zero fundamental analysis involved. No sales, no earnings, just price and volume. There are three rules that you could literally write on a post-it note, and it takes 20 minutes per week, okay? So this once per week setup, when studying the shakeout in stocks, I noticed that there are certain qualities all stocks have before they turn into winning trades. Now, in order to identify this money-making setup, we must recognize these qualities before they make their big move. Now, I've narrowed down these qualities to a rules-based objective winning system, and I'm gonna share with you right now, okay? Real quick, before I give you those rules, this is how easy it is, how to set it up. I spend Saturday or Sunday, 15 minutes going through my scans to find the best setups. On Monday morning, I place my market order 1 minute before the market opens, right? You just place your market order 1 minute before the market opens. You set your alarm on your cell phone every Monday morning, you rinse, you repeat, you do the same thing. This is an easy once per week setup. This is called the weekly income system. Now, this is Eversource. We're gonna look at a lot of charts here because I wanna show you a lot of examples. I teach this to you. So if you're not paying attention or if you have distractions, now would really be the time, because on the next slide, I'm gonna share with you the rules. This is the signal bar that I'm looking at, right? You have this signal bar, and this was a big winner. This is Eversource. This is a sample. I think both you and I know that we are looking for this signal bar, this reversal point, right, at the shakeout. I know that not all stocks are going to go to the moon after the reverse point, but the point of showing you this chart is to show you how powerful it is and how timing the bottom in stocks or timing these shakeouts can be, and you can get it just right. Let's look at Amazon, right? This is an up-to-date chart, or at least I snapped this yesterday. Here are the rules. Here are the rules right here. I'm going to walk you through them. We're going to look at several samples because I want you to understand this, okay? Take a snapshot of this and really pay attention. This is Amazon. Now, this is the signal bar, right? The weekly reversal bar that we're looking at, or you can also call it the shakeout bar. It has many names, but it's really interesting when you see these signal bars, and this is a weekly chart, by the way, with the 10 and the 40 week plotted on it, okay? Very, very easy with some volume down here. If you look at just about any chart in your watch list, it doesn't matter. Just put it on the weekly chart and look for these signal bars. You will see them two or three times if you go back a couple of years, and you're gonna be able to identify these signal bars at swing low points that give you excellent, excellent entries in your stock when everyone's scared. Okay. Let's focus on this. This was, you had the March bear market, right? You had a major, major sell-off. You had a major, major shakeout, okay? Then all of a sudden, boom, you get this signal bar in the market and in Amazon, and you get a major reversal, went on a nice move. So let's look at the rules. Weekly chart, must undercut prior 3 weeks. What does that mean? This signal bar right here, this reversal bar, has to undercut the low. This low right here has to undercut the previous 3 weeks. 1, 2, 3, check. Rule number two, chart must close above the prior week's chart. It only has to close above the prior week. So if the signal bar is green, rule number two is fulfilled. It's just that simple. If the signal bar is green, it's above the previous week's close, rule number two is fulfilled. Now, rule number three, must have above average volume. Look at this skyscraper volume. That is not you, that is not me, that is the institutions, the pensions, the mutual fund, everybody piling in to supporting their stock. We want this because as individual investors, we can just hop on the train, and just ride their coattails all the way up. Now, I'm gonna walk through the rules again, and I'm gonna explain kind of the psychology behind everything just so you really grasp it. Okay, rule number one, must undercut the previous 3 weeks. 1, 2, 3, check. Why do I do that? Well, you know, I'm looking for the shakeout, right? Because a shakeout, it runs all the stops. How many times has your, if you use hard stops, which I hope you do, how many times has your hard stop just been picked off and reversed and gone the way that you originally intended? It happens all the time if you trade enough, right? So usually when you get a nice shakeout, a nice kickoff, you know, and it reverses and goes the other way, it's usually an above average move in the opposite direction. So I want to shake out the weak holders. Rule number two, the bar must be green. It must close above the previous week's close. Why do I do that? I just want there to be enough support in the signal bar, enough support in the shakeout, right, where it can at least close above the previous week. That is a reversal. It needs to close above the previous week. Rule number three, must have above average volume, right? I already talked about this. Now, as institution or as retail traders like you and I, we have the flexibility to get in and out with ease. But mutual fund, it can take them anywhere from 2 to 6 months to complete their position. So if it takes an institution 2 to 6 months to build a meaningful position in their portfolio, why not just ride their coattail all the way up, right? We're piggybacking on the institutions because it takes so long, because if they take their whole position on one day, they're going to move the market, and they don't want to do that. So we booked some nice net profits here. We actually sold it for, you know, 60% higher, but we sold half at 8%. And I'll talk about those rules here in a second. But we entered, right? And then we just rode it until it broke the 10-week moving average for the 50-day. Here's what's interesting, and this is not a recommendation, but this is, but just to let you know, look, it just happened last week. We had another weekly reversal happen last week. It fulfilled all the rules. It undercut the 3 weeks. The bar is green, and you have above average volume, okay? Look at this one over here. Again, I told you that if you look at charts, if you look at any chart on the weekly chart, you'll see this pop up again and again at the swing lows. Right, a nice little trade right here. Look, it happened again right here. A nice little trade right here. So all four of these were winners. This was the big winner, and yes, we did play it. It was an alert, and I did own this. So, but again, it's not a buy or sell recommendation, but to show you how powerful it is. And if you pay attention, you know, especially the fact that we just got another one last week, how strong this can be, especially if we get a shakeout in the overall election, right? The market sells off, and all of a sudden reverses and goes the other way. Now you're looking for the strong stocks, right? So you have a big picture, and now you have kind of a smaller picture trading system, so you can profit from these stocks. Let's look at some more examples, because I like to show you different looks, because not all of these patterns look 100% the same. This is KBH Homes. All right, let's walk through the money management rules. Look, you had a nice pullback. Look, you had a shakeout under the long-term moving average, had a reversing candle. It fulfills all the rules. Huge volume spike right there. Look, there's hardly any volume right here. Then all of a sudden, you have a massive volume spike. So institutions stepping in to either initiate or support their stock. We entered at the open on Monday. So this is the end of week close signal bar. We entered at the open on Monday. We sell half at 8%. And then we let the rest run, and we sell the remaining when it breaks the 50-day simple moving average. Okay? It's really just that simple, right? These are trend following rules. We sell half at 8% because we want to book some profits. Not all stocks go to the moon. But we also want to participate if the stock just keeps running like it did, you know, at the bottom in April, the stocks have just kept running all the way to the end of August, right? And your rules would have kept you in. Here's another example. And I like to show this example because it's not a huge winner and it looks a little off, but this fulfills all the rules. Look, you have the low right here actually undercut this, even though it doesn't look like it, but it did. So this is a weekly reversal pattern right here because it undercut previous 3 weeks. Rule number two, it closed above the previous week, the bar is green, and above average volume. We came so close to getting stopped out because we put a stop loss one per. We entered at the open on Monday, put a stop loss 1% under this candle. This one was just kind of lucky, got within a couple pennies of getting stopped out, but it didn't. It turned around and went in our direction. We sold half at 8%, and we sold the second half at 3.2% gain. Right? Again, these are growth stocks. These are trend following rules at key reversal points, key shakeout points. So we're going to give them a little bit of room to breathe. Some are big winners, some are small winners. All right, here's another stock, CrowdStrike. And this was a live alert, and we got shaken out. Look at this, right? But look at this reversal pattern right here, right? The shakeout pattern, it fulfilled all the rules, and this was at the low in March, right? It looks a lot like, it doesn't quite look like the Amazon chart, but the pattern is the same. Now on this one, I didn't even notice the pattern until a couple weeks later. So we got in around 60. sold half at 8%, sold the remaining shares at 78%, right? Got stopped out here. Yes, it picked us off and continued to go higher. But I like to show this example because, yeah, we can still get picked off too. And it didn't give us a new signal to get right back in, but still, sold half at 8%, sold the remaining at 78%. It was a nice, nice shakeout bar and a nice little income trade. So we also made 60% on the option too, which we sell much quicker. Okay, so those are the rules, right? And here are the money management rules. So I really just walked you through all the trades, okay? I walked you through the rules. I hope you're writing this down. Now, here are the rules for the money management. And this is very, very important, the money management. It's important not to sell a stock when you feel it can't go any higher. Because again, how many people would have guessed that the NASDAQ rallied, the S&P 500 rallied from the bottom, the beginning of April to the end of August? It was a major, major rally and in the middle of a recession, by the way. So here are the money management rules. You can write this down. So you enter at the open on Monday, you find your pattern. You enter at the open on Monday, you sell half at 8%. It's target one. Your stop loss is a max of 10%. Once we hit target one, right, we sell half at 8%, then we raise stop to break even on the remaining shares. Now, why do I do that? Well, if you sell half at 8% and then you raise your stop to break even, if the stock decides to roll back over and hits you at your break even on the second half, you're still netting 4% on a trade. You sell half at 8, you sell half at 0, you're netting 4% on a trade. Still a nice little swing trade, right? So that's why we do this. If it doesn't roll over and it continues to run, we still have skin in the game, like a CrowdStrike, like an Amazon, even though Amazon gave us a signal literally 2 weeks later to get back in. That's why we do it. And trail 1% behind the 50-day simple moving average on the remaining shares. So it is a weekly bar, but I usually trail on the day chart. Okay. So those are the money management rules. I have put these rules through the ringer. I have tested them and traded them against many, many different exit algorithms. This was very, very profitable. And again, I share with you the rules to the trading system. These money management rules are just as important because it's important to let the stock tell you when it's time to get out, not for you to decide when it's time to get out. Because over time, a lot of times, even me, you know, when I just used to sell stocks whenever I thought it couldn't go any higher, a lot of times I did and I left a lot of money on the table. So this exit algorithm allows us to take full advantage of the stock continues to run. So can you do this? Can you spend 15 minutes per weekend to find these setups? And I'll tell you where a good honey hole to find them is. I like to look at earnings gap up scans, right? An earnings gap up, because a lot of times, you know, especially during earnings season, and there will be a few weeks a year where there's not a lot popping, but during earnings season, there are a lot of gap ups, a lot of reversals. So every weekend I go through all the earnings gap up scans, right? Because some of those stocks are trending down and all of a sudden they get that earnings report, that shocker, boom, they reverse and then they print that shakeout pattern, okay? That's a good honey hole. So spend 15 minutes going through to find these setups. Usually the list of earnings gap up isn't very big. Can you place a market order before the market opens every Monday? I'm pretty sure you can. Now, can you set up a bracket order? Now, this is something I want to talk about too, and I realize I'm kind of throwing a lot at you, but I'm an objective trader, a rules-based trader, and that has helped me make a lot of money over time. Now, a bracket order, and this is just a snapshot of the Street Smart Edge, right? A bracket order is really designed so after you get filled, let's say you get filled on Monday, you put your price target, you put your stop loss, so you have orders on both sides. And that way you don't have to watch the trade. Whatever the trade does on a daily basis, it doesn't matter as long as it's in between your price target and your stop loss. Now, what I always tell people is like, look, place your trade, place your bracket, work and go fishing, right? Because you don't have to stare at the screen all day. You can let your bracket order take care of that for you, place your limit orders and your stop losses at the same time, boom. So the weekly reversal bar or the shakeout bar, right? I wanted to share with you the performance on what it's done 2019, 2020. So we had 38 Monday morning setups. This is a once a week setup. 38 Monday morning setups in 2019. 27 winners with a win ratio of 71%. Now on average, about one trade per week or about three per month. Now, why do I say three per month? Because there are just some times when I'm not finding anything high quality. Or maybe there are some times like March of this year when the market is just selling off and I said, hey, you know, nothing's really working right now. Let's wait till we get that reversal. So every now and then I might skip one. But on the average trade can last 2 to 4 weeks. and could have 4 to 5 trades on at a time if they continue to run, right? If the stocks are continuing to run. Right now I have six trades on right now. The average net gain per trade in 2019 was 5.88%. So if you put $5,000 per trade, that's $588 net gain per trade, or excuse me, $10,000 per trade, that's $588 cash per trade income every time, you know, you hit the buy button on these 38 trades. That is what it is averaging net gain per trade. So very good performance. Now, 2020 has been different. So how did we do? So the last 33 trades, we've had 20 winners or 61% win ratio. And this was alerts in 2020. I completely skipped March due to the coronavirus sell off. I just didn't know what was going on. I decided to wait. I was rewarded. So several of these trades are still live. But in 2020, we have a net gain per trade of 5.15%. If you look at it from a portfolio's perspective and you just buy a portfolio of these and ladder them in, year to date, we're up 19% versus 4% for the overall S&P 500, 4% as of yesterday, maybe 5 today. So even in 2020, mainly because I just really skipped the March sell-off, we've done incredibly well. But honestly, we've also done incredibly well because, you know, we had our rules to keep us in. So when the market bottomed in April and it just kept rallying and rallying and rallying, you know, we were in CrowdStrike, Amazon, Veeva Systems, Coupa Software. So all these software stocks, they just kept running and running and running. Now, I do add option alerts, or I do trade option alerts to go along with this. And I like to keep things simple. I like to keep them incredibly simple. So these are some money management rules for options, right? I look for liquid call options. So I typically avoid stocks with a wide bid-ask, right? So I usually buy one strike out the money with approximately 30 days expiration. It's just that simple. I target 75 to 100% gains with a 50% stop loss, right? Very, very simple. I usually buy one strike out the money with 30-day expiration. Nothing fancy at all. One. I'm not going to load up with leverage. I'll buy one call option, right? Just simple, right? You can see this Apple right here. Just a simple call option, right? Nothing. Just a buy to open. Nothing crazy at all. It's just that simple. Okay, market order. Now, when you add an option to it, and I'm not saying replace it with options, we bought the stock, but when we add one call option to it, it really made a difference to the overall performance. So this is an example of Cloudflare. So you kind of got the reversal right here. You got the shakeout board, where, you know, we only made 4% on the stock, but we netted 79% on the option because you have that leverage. You get to add that extra alpha to it. So just by adding one call option, you can see that we 20x what our stock did. So he did incredibly, incredibly well. Now, here's another example, CrowdStrike. Okay, we bought the call option too. And you can see, yes, we sold the call option way too early, but it was only a 30-day call. So you have this shakeout pattern right here, right? And when we entered the stock at $60, I also entered one call option at $4.50 for $450. A couple weeks later, I just sold the call option at 60% gain, and we got stopped out of the stock for a nice gain right here. Yes, it continued to go up, but you know, that absolutely happens, right? And that's what we're profiting from down here. Sometimes, like an Amazon chart last week, sometimes they'll let you get back in if you get picked off, but sometimes it will continue to roll over. But this was another example, you know, with the call option, just adding one did really, really well. Now in 2020, the options that I've alerted 16, 10 have been winners, and the options have netted a 17.63% net gain per trade, okay? So, and again, I skipped March due to the coronavirus sell-off. But the options alerts are complement to the shakeout alerts and have done really, really well. So, you know, how to pull income from this, right? And this is going to show you, I don't know where you are, how much you trade, right? But whether you put in $10,000 per trade or $5,000 per trade, I mean, whatever it is, let's just say, you know, you put in $5,000 per trade. If you would have added one option contract, it would have added an additional $793 on top of $931 in monthly income. Okay. So this is based on all the results for the last 2 years. Put $5,000 per trade, you had netted $931 in income. If you had added one call option to that stock, it would have been an additional $793 extra income per month. So you can see that, you know, the monthly income in the stocks versus the stocks plus the options, we earn 85% more once we add the option component to it. So there's a difference between $931 per month and $1,724 per month. Okay. So it's done pretty well. And again, that's just with one call option, just one call option, nothing crazy. So as you can see, I put a lot of rules in front of you today. And I think they're very, very important because rules keep us honest, keep us from making mistakes. And they really take the emotion out of trading and to follow rules-based systems. And they're designed really to give you more freedom, right? You don't have to make a lot of decisions if you have a rules-based approach to make the decisions for you. And the smart money uses them, right? The institutions use them. They have all these fancy algos because they work. They absolutely work, right? They take the human error out. And they keep drawdowns limited. And I know this is very, very important. And drawdowns are a place that are near and dear to my heart, just because I'm considering myself conservative. I don't like drawdowns more than 10% per year. So I like to keep drawdowns limited. And if you follow a rules-based approach, you can keep your downside limited, but you can really, really produce on the upside. And right, rules-based approach allow trading to be a money-making business and not a hobby. And you have to really, you know, switch your mindset a little bit, right? Instead of just buying, selling, doing what feels good, doing what they say on TV. Once you really turn it on into a money-making business or you have that psychology instead of out of hobby mode or out of entertainment mode, that's really the difference that's going to allow you to be successful and continue to grow your portfolio and continue to grow your income, right? So these are a couple testimonials and these are real testimonials. I'm just going to read them to you real quick. Scott said, I sold half at 8%. And have been rolling the remaining since. Currently up 198%, that's on the option, on closed position and 220 on the open position, okay? So he's pretty happy about that. All right, these are some big numbers, but honestly, I like this testimonial down here better. It has no numbers, here's why. Jim said, I've slowly come around to completely following your guidance and I'm doing well as a result. I realize we're on a hot streak right now, but your basic principles are rock solid. I'm making some outside buys, I call it Play-Doh, using your concept, so far so good. Now, why do I like this one more? Because I can actually, through his email, I can actually hear his shift happening, his mental shift from just completely buying and selling whatever he wants to following a rules-based approach and setting himself up for success long term. All right, if you want me to do some of the heavy lifting for you, I've taught you absolutely everything you need. I did not hold anything back. If you want me to do some heavy lifting for you, here's what that would look like with the weekly income system. Now, I showed you the results, 2019 to present, right? On average, it's been just shy of 6% per trade. It takes about 20 minutes per week. And the simplicity, the rules are very simple. You know, there's three rules for every trade, right? This weekly income system, this extra course, there's only so much I could fit in an hour. And there are some additional more advanced strategies to go along with it, right? So in addition, the weekly income system comes with the alert. So if you want me to, you know, while I'm teaching you how to fish, while I'm teaching you how to implement these strategies, you want me to send you my alerts, the ones that I find, right? I think that's a great compliment. So you can learn how to fish, you can see what I'm doing. Plus every Monday morning before the market opens, I'm gonna spoon feed you, send you an email and text, the best shakeout patterns I can find. In addition, the ETF trading system, right? This is system number two. So not only do you have the weekly income system, the once a week setup that I talked about, me doing the heavy lifting, this ETF trading system plus alerts, this is a long-term system. Now, I've been trading this since 2015, and it has done phenomenal. It goes back to 1999. Now, this is a chart. If you have started in this ETF trading system, it's a conservative long-term system, going all the way back to January 1st, 1999, started with 100 grand. You buy and hold the SPY, the S&P 500, dividends reinvested, you'd have $381,000. Not bad. It really is not bad. Now, however, you're sitting through two 50-plus percent draws. If you were to follow this ETF trading system, look at how your drawdowns flatline during these major bear markets, right? Allow you to protect your capital. You'd end up with $785,308. So there is a big, big difference in following a rules-based approach versus just buy and hold dividends reinvested with the overall market. Now, the ETF system trading performance, I'm gonna look at this one and this one. You can see right here, this QQQ, this is based on the NASDAQ, and I take signals on the QQQ, has averaged 10.31% per year over the last 20 years versus buy and hold 6.6% for the SPY, the S&P 500 ETF. But honestly, I mean, here's what I'm most proud of. Look at the max drawdown, right? And everybody remembers this, the peak in 2007 to 2000, the bottom in 2009, right? 55% haircut, that's over half. That will really gut check you and cause you to make some emotional decisions, most of the time the wrong one. But I told you, I don't like drawdowns. I like to protect my capital. Over the 20-year history of this system, the worst peak to trough drawdown has been 12.22%. Now, it is really designed to be long when the market is uptrending. So you can see right here that, you know, we're only in the market 37% of the time. So think about it like this. The market goes up a third, sideways a third, and down a third. Right? I'll only be in the market when it is up the one third. All right, and it's got a 58% win ratio. So the last one, and I trade the majority of my money in the system, it's done very, very well. Now, the first question I get asked about this trading system is, Steve, what if I take your signals and inject a little leverage in it? Well, you can most certainly do that, right? Now, this is the chart going back to 2010, because that is as far back as the TQQQ would go, right? The three expert, right? And I like accurate data. So you buy and hold the SPY going back to April 2010. You have 100,000, you have 349,000. Now, if you were to take every signal in this ETF trading system with the 3X version, $1,439,995. Right, there is a significant difference, a $1.1 million difference, right? Obviously, you have to know thyself, though. Leverage is a double-edged sword. So leverage isn't right for everybody, right? If you're looking for 10% per year, you know, you go with the QQQ. If you're looking for 30% per year, you know, you go with the leverage first, right? So if you want me to do some of the heavy lifting for you, I'm gonna recap. Here's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get the complete weekly income trading system, system number one, plus alerts, and you're gonna get the ETF trading system that I just talked about. About all the rules, right? No hiding anything, plus the alerts, right? Huge value, guys. System number one, system number two, plus alerts. You get a weekly system, you get a long-term system. And as a bonus, I really wanted to do something special. And as a bonus, for the next 20 members, I'm going to add option alerts for both systems. So I shared with you the option rules and how I play them. But if you want me to, again, do some of the heavy lifting for you, this is something you're considering, I'm going to send you out option alerts on both systems. Now, and again, you know, I talked about Cloudflare. Cloudflare was a perfect example. We made 4% on the stock. Nice shakeout pattern right here, but we actually made 79% on the option, right? So there's a huge difference. So everything you get, system one, system two, plus 12 months worth of options alerts. Huge value, guys, $6,182. Now, if all this did was just give you an additional retirement income, would that be worth it? What about just financing a few trips on your bucket list each year, or allowed you to retire more comfortably than you thought you and your family thought was possible? Or how about just keep you out of trouble this election cycle, right? Give you an actual game plan. So the weekly income system is $597. And you can go to, with everything we discussed, and you can go to thetradersplan.com/synergy, HTTPS, right? This is a secure order form, /synergy. But again, I really wanted to do something special. So I wanted to offer today, and today only, a buy 1 year, get 1 year free. So this $597 right here, for instead of being a $597 annual subscription for 12 months, this is a buy 1 year, get 1 year free. I understand. So that's 24 months total for the price of $597. That's double the offer. I understand that these are uncertain times. So I wanted to give you plenty of time so you can feel good about your purchase, you know, so we can get you through this election cycle and really put a nice, nice rules-based approach in front of you. Again, you can go to thetradersplan.com/synergy. You look at the top of that order form, it says buy 1 year, get 1 year free. That was automatic. That will automatically be added to your purchase today. Now, two-part guarantee. Trade it for 30 days. And if it's not for you, just send me an email and request a full refund. I only ask that you prove that you made one trade. All right, just one trade. All right, show me that you tried it. Guarantee number two, if you haven't tripled your investment in 90 days, right, it means you haven't tripled $597, which is approximately $1,800, I will personally mentor you until you do, one-on-one, right? We'll look at your trades. We'll make sure you're placing everything correctly. Because I know at the end of the day, most people don't want their money back, right? They want to be successful. They want to follow a rules-based approach, and I'm here to help you do that. So if you haven't tripled your investment or made just shy of $1,800 in the first 90 days, you email me, and we'll get on one-on-one. We'll share screens, and I'll personally mentor you until you do. So again, I kind of come back to this, right? You know, like how to pull weekly income from this market, you know, based on the history of the weekly income system, right? How much you can make per month. If you add one option contract, how much better you can do with that. So again, it's buy 1 year, get 1 year free. You can go to thetradersplan.com/synergy and place your order. I think that's really all. I blew through that a lot quicker than I thought. There's a couple things I wanted to cover. I'll cover some FAQs, some very, very common frequently asked questions that I get. So you feel free to ask any question in the chat box, and I'll just kind of go ahead and cover them. Question number one I always get asked is, one, can this shakeout pattern, this weekly income system, can it be turned into like a short system? Like, the stock goes higher and then negatively reverses that week, right? Can you short it? And the answer is, I've never tested that. I feel confident in saying that since the market has a long-term upward bias, most shorting systems, unless you're day trading, are a money-losing system. So I don't have any data to back that it would be successful. Another question I always get asked is, can I turn this into a daily chart, right? Or even a shorter term type, if you're a day trader, can I do it on 60 minutes and so on? You most certainly can, but here's one thing you have to keep in mind. Typically, the shorter the time frame you go, the more kind of whipsaws you're going to have, right? Meaning the lower the win ratio you're going to have. So if you decide to do this on a daily, it's going to produce more signals, but you're going to get so many signals on a daily basis. There is no way for me to back any kind of data to say that'd be a successful system. All right, those are the two of the most common questions that I ask. Is there any questions in the chat box? I'm having a hard time pulling that up. I can't pull up the chat box. David, is there any questions in the chat box?
Hey, Stephen, if you move your cursor to the top of the screen, the Zoom thing should come up, and then there's a more button and a chat.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
But I don't think...
Okay, so I have a question. So since you're looking for institutional buyers, is there a minimum stock price you scan for? Mary, it really just depends. Like, I'm really not looking for penny stocks here. So I am okay, buying low-priced stocks just as long as they are quality and not junk. So I would say that $5 minimum, if you want more quality, maybe you can do a $10 minimum in the stock price. But at the end of the day, I'm okay buying a lower price stock, but I'm not going to buy anything, under a couple bucks, right? I prefer quality over quantity. So it's a fair question. Any other questions? Okay. David, I think I'm good. I'm sorry. I definitely, I tried to keep it.